6:19. It is Friday. This is 1320 WILS. Well, Republicans have, two more years ahead to do a lot more work. And my next guest is it chairs the 2017-18 House Policy Development Committee. State Representative Tim Kelly is with us here on WILS. Tim, great to have you here.
Hey, good evening, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and what is the role of the committee exactly?
Well, it's in the past couple of cycles, the House has been putting forth a kind of a plan, a two-year plan, goals, if you will, policy goals that we put out for the public for consumption, and just say this is where we want to go, this is what we want to pass. And I was fortunate to be appointed by Speaker Leonard to chair this cycle's committee.
Yeah. Any goals already on the list at this point?
Well, I mean, you know, the things that it's noted that the last couple cycles we've passed about 80% of the things that we said that we would do, uh-huh. and it's the remaining 20% that keeps getting bounced from term to term. Those are the big items. Those are things like MIPSRs and other pension reforms, municipal liability, no fault, some big ticket items that we still want to tackle, but it'll take a little more time.
You're talking about the retiree health care costs and how the state's going to deal with that?
Yes.
And you think the legislature is ready to address that this year?
I think we will. I think the, it popped up in lame duck, but I think that several of us including myself, thought that the timing wasn't right, that we need to have a little more of education, a little more campaign of as far as educating the public of the need to do something uh-huh. rather than pass something quickly in the dead of night.
Should state retirees then prepare for cuts to their health care?
No. This was never going to be anything about the back end, the people that already have it. This was about trying to, particularly for the teachers, is like cutting off pensions for new entrants and giving them 401k. But it's ostensibly about protecting those that already have the benefits.
Okay. Do Republicans in general agree that in terms of the general assessments of what needs to be done here?
No, not necessarily. That's why we couldn't rush anything through in lame duck. Uh-huh. But I think it's something that I think you're going to see worked on over the next term.
No fault. What's your view on that? What are we?
No fault. The same thing. Well, you know, Michigan unfortunately pays some of the highest insurance rates in the country, and it's something that I think that we need to address. Look at Detroit, where you have such low car ownership because they can't afford the insurance. So something has to be done because we're paying through the nose for something that most states most states don't have a no fault insurance.
But if we get rid of no fault, can we guarantee the insurance companies will charge us less?
That would be my watchword that it would reduce rates. I wouldn't vote for something that wasn't going to reduce rates.
Talking to State Representative Tim Kelly. Now I want to ask you about this proposal that's being discussed to eliminate Michigan's personal income tax. How long has that been being considered?
Well, again, you know, in the 4 years I've been involved in the legislature, we've had we've had bills that, in fact, I carried one last term that was to reduce the income tax to 4.2. Mm-hmm. There's a bill that I think Senator Brandenburg put out today or is intending to put out to roll it back to 3.9. Maybe even go farther, and I think it's all up for discussion.
Okay. So
it should be.
If we're reducing the income tax, where is the additional money going to come from?
Well, that's the big question, clearly, Michael, is that we've already got several budget pressures that exist, whether it's, if you want to do MIPS or pension reform. We've got outstanding mega credits of $8 billion over the next 20 years.
Well,
got lots of budget pressures.
Is the potential plan to reduce or eliminate the personal income tax and then increase the sales tax? Is that it?
That's the Brandenburg plan, I believe, is to get to a flat tax where you eliminate income and property tax, all kind of ancillary taxes, and put everything on a pay-as-you-go through a sales tax.
And what kind of a chance does that idea have?
Well, there's several people in the legislature that are proponents of a flat tax. it's a different idea, but it'll take an awful lot of education, an awful lot of time to develop.
Yeah, and Democrats say the poor folks of Michigan would be more burdened because they really do spend all their money. Do you agree with that?
Well, these are all things I think that need to be worked out. I think that it needs to be fair. You know, the flat tax, fair tax, however you want to name it, basically comes down to it's a pay-as-you-go through a higher sales tax. Mm. You know, whether that's, 10, 15 cents on the dollar, but you eliminate some other things. So, it could be a wash for some, break for others. I think we have to see what the numbers look like. But first and foremost, Michael, the math has to work before we would even think to pass it, or for the governor to sign it.
You're saying the revenue would have to remain the same, basically?
It doesn't necessarily have to be net revenue neutral, but I think that you have to start out with, can we do this mathematically? Mm-hmm. As I said, there's some budget pressures that we have to resolve before you get to where you're cutting. Cutting, eliminating another tax.
What's the biggest budget pressure you're seeing right now, then?
Things that are connected to road funding, Medicaid expansion, mega tax credits.
Yeah, but we just got that increase, right, in the gas tax. Is that going to deal with the road funding?
I think so. But at the same time, we've raised 7 cents a gallon on tax, but we've also we're going to take, I believe, $600 million from general fund also to help offset because we could have raised the taxes more. What we did was chose half the tax increase, but take more out of the general fund.
Talking to State Representative.
Out of existing funds.
Yeah, Tim Kelly is with us. State Representative Tim Kelly. Do you imagine Democrats playing any significant role in these major issues?
Well, I sure hope they do. A lot of these are pretty heavy lifts. I think one of the best things that came out of the lame duck discussion on the early retirement MIPSers was that everybody, both Democrats and Republicans, recognized the need to do something. Mm-hmm. They know that we're facing some difficulties in the years ahead. So I'd like to see the Democrats help craft a solution.
I was going to ask you about Gretchen Whitmer. She's now going to be running for governor. What are your thoughts about her potentially becoming governor?
Well, I think that it was an expected call. I think, she was thinking of it last 4 years ago running against Snyder and thought otherwise. It's going to be an open seat. I think it wasn't anything great news from several people in Lansing. I think many of us believe that she was going to put her hat in the ring, and she has.
What kind of a governor do you think she'd make?
Well, I would disagree with her just from her, usually from just her politics. Mm-hmm. I'm a Republican. She's a Democrat. And I think she's fought against most of the things that we've done for the last 6 years.
And with Governor Snyder, two terms and Republicans in the majority for so long now, do you think we might see a shift in power here?
Well, just the normal proclivity would be to go to the opposite party mm-hmm. after 4 years. And I think that right now I suspect it would be the Democrats to lose.
Mm. Are you concerned that if they did, to get control, that they would reverse a lot of the work you've done?
Well, they certainly would attempt to. I think that, we're up against, it's kind of an interesting parallel right now with Trump coming in to reverse a lot of the things that the Democrats have done, coming up against some resistance. And I suspect the same thing would happen should the Democrats take over here in Michigan.
Hmm. In terms of, do you imagine less legislation passing but more significant legislation going through in the next couple of years?
I think that you've got a newer group, particularly in the House, a more conservative group that's less about in numbers of bills and focused on the quality, not quantity. Mm-hmm. So I'd hope to see a less number and work on more important and more significant legislation.
So the number one issue that you think needs to be addressed is what, then?
I think that some of these pension liabilities, I think, are absolutely huge. They're eating up municipal budgets, making it harder and harder for schools to balance their budgets. whether it's a school or municipality, these outstanding liabilities are eating up more and more of the budget to where you can't do other things. And by the way, it's about protecting those who already have these benefits.
State Representative Tim Kelly, the chair of the 2017-18 House Policy Development Committee, right here on 1320 WILS. Tim, thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael.
Yep, let's talk again. 6:30, 1320 WILS. When we come back, we'll get some disturbing new details about the shooter in the Fort Lauderdale airport today. Five people dead, eight at this point hospitalized, having been shot, so we don't know if that number will change. We'll also get some thoughts on gun control next.